The Dog That Dumped on My Doona. Written by Barry Johnsberg and read by Stig Weems. I was woken up by a dog taking a dump on my doona. It was really ugly. Not the doona, not the dump, though that was pale, soft and curled like a meringue. I mean the dog. This dog was small and dirty white and looked as if it had been pumping weights down at the local gym. It had a barrel of a chest and curved legs like you'd normally see on an old sideboard. An oblong head, small, beady eyes. We looked at each other. I glanced down at the pile of poo steaming on my chest. So did the dog. My first thought was that I was dreaming. I didn't even own a dog. The dog looked like it was dreaming too. It had a glazed expression, all mixed up with deep satisfaction. A second or two ticked by. What the... I shouted, flinging back my doona and catapulting the poo into the corner of my bedroom, where it landed and spread on the carpet with a soft thud. The dog sprang off the bed and glared up at me. My bedroom window was open only a few centimetres. I found it hard to believe the mangy mutt could have squirmed through the gap. "Shoo!" I said. The dog didn't chew. "Go away!" I said, waving my arms about in a kind of go-away fashion. The dog didn't do that either. I sat on the edge of my bed and put my feet carefully on the floor. I was cold and scared. Even though the dog was small, it had attitude and muscles. This was not a dog that other dogs would bully in a dog playground. This was a dog that other dogs would hand over their pocket money to. My mum often said that dogs wouldn't bother you if you didn't bother them. Trouble is, this pooch seemed bothered by everything, including my breathing. I tried to hold my breath, but a low snarl told me that bothered him as well. I stood up, very, very carefully. Now what? I thought to myself. We could probably spend the rest of the night staring at each other, but I wasn't very excited by the idea. Or I could edge my way to the door, slip out and scream blue murder. Dad would come in and deal with the dog. That's what parents are paid for, after all. I moved my right foot a few centimetres. The dog didn't do anything. I brought my left foot over to the other. Still no reaction. Feeling encouraged, I did a quick scuttle around the end of the bed. He did the same. It was like he was tied to my legs with a short, invisible cord. I was so scared that for a moment I thought the dog wouldn't be the only one dumping a loaf. I backed away into the corner. My heart was thumping in my chest. The dog moved slowly towards me, stopped about a metre away, looked up at me with hard, pink-rimmed eyes like marbles, cocked his head to one side. "Chill,"